And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, July the 13th, 2018. It's the birthday of the Nigerian playwright Wole Soyinka, born in Abeokuta, Nigeria, 1934. His plays include The Lion and the Jewel, Rites of the Harmattan Solstice, Requiem for a Futurologist, The Beatification of Area Boy. In 1986, he became the first African to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. He's been a professor at several universities in Britain and in America, and long a pro-democracy activist in his native Nigeria, protesting military dictatorships time and time again, for which he has spent a lot of time in exile and in prison. And once, just after Wole Soyinka got out of jail, an aging man, almost 70, somebody asked him why he kept doing stuff to get himself put in prison, and Soyinka said, "My conviction simply is that power must always be defeated, that the struggle must always continue to defeat power. I don't go looking for fights. I'm really a very lazy person. I enjoy my peace and quiet. There's nothing I love better than to just sit quietly somewhere, you know, have a glass of wine, read a book, listen to music." But just a few months after that interview, and almost two decades after he had won the Nobel Prize, he led more protests against the government, was tear gassed and arrested. Wole Soyinka, who said, "The man dies in all who keep silent in the face of tyranny." It's the anniversary of the 1977 blackout in New York City, a day when lightning struck three times, hitting Con Edison substation, shutting down the power grid. The city went dark at about 9:30 p.m., Kennedy and LaGuardia airports shut down. Tunnels in and out of the city were closed. Thousands of people had to be evacuated from the subways. There had been a similar blackout in 1965, and people faced it for the most part with good humor. But in 1977, New York was in the midst of an economic crisis, high unemployment. There was a serial killer, Son of Sam, on the loose. There was a brutal heat wave going on. And in the 25 hours it took workers to restore power, more than 1,600 stores were looted, more than 1,000 fires set, nearly 3,800 looters arrested, damage later estimated at $300 million. It's the birthday of screenwriter and director Cameron Crowe, born Palm Springs, California, 1957. Wrote for Rolling Stone for a time, and then went undercover as a high school student for a writing project, turned the experience into a book, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which he then adapted into a screenplay for the film. And then in 2000, he took his own life story, and instead of writing a memoir, he made the movie Almost Famous, came out in 2000. It was on this day, 1798, William Wordsworth began to write his poem Lines, composed a few miles above Tintern Abbey, a poem that we simply know as Tintern Abbey, in which Wordsworth wrote, "These beauteous forms, through a long absence, have not been to me as is a landscape to a blind man's eye, but oft in lonely rooms and mid the din of towns and cities, I have owed to them, in hours of weariness, sensations sweet, felt in the blood and felt along the heart, and passing even into my purer mind with tranquil restoration, feelings of unremembered pleasure, unremembered acts of kindness and of love." Wordsworth said he began the poem on leaving Tintern Abbey and crossing the River Wye. He wrote it in his head and then wrote it down when he reached Bristol and didn't change a line. And it's the birthday of the poet who said, "I found my poems in the fields and only wrote them down." John Clare, born in Helpston, England, 1793. He grew up poor. He was a farm laborer, started writing poems as a young boy, and then came out with the book Poems Descriptive of Rural Life and Scenery in 1820, which was a sensation. An uneducated man writing poetry. He became famous as the Northamptonshire peasant poet, John Clare, who suffered from depression, alcoholism, at last was confined to an insane asylum where he spent the last 25 years of his life and where he wrote some of his greatest poems. Here's a poem for today, a poem by John Clare. I loved her lip, her cheek, her eye. She cheered my midnight gloom, a bonny rose neath God's own sky, in one perennial bloom. She lives mid pastures evergreen and meadows ever fair, each winter, spring, and summer seen, the sweetest woman there. She lives among the meadow floods that foams and roars away, while fading hedgerows, distant woods fade off to naked spray. She lives to cherish and delight all nature with her face. She brought me joy more noon and night in that low, lonely place. From a poem by John Clare. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.